views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, John, and devoted listeners. We have an amazing show for you tonight.
We indeed do have an amazing show. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to dedicate this show this evening to our producer, Mark, who has recently lost his dear father. Mark, this show's for you, so let's give it to him, yeah? Now, Countess, we've got a special subject this evening. It's telepathy. Do you know anything about telepathy? But you knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
If you could read my mind, love, of course I do. It has been with me since I was a little tiny baby. Yes.
Right, yeah. Well, I know that all our listeners are very telepathic because they've remembered the number that I was looking at. It's come into their mind and they're going to call in this evening. There's a great queue of them. It's 800-930-2819. And you can call into this show and talk about our special subject of telepathy or about what matters most to you, because, of course, Psychic World Radio Show is all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions, your aspirations. You call in and ask myself, John G. Sutton, or the incredible Countess Starella, and we will be delighted to apply our psychic powers to looking into your future and the questions that you may pose. Countess, telepathy. It's closely based on extrasensitive perception, and I'm sure that my wife's got ESP because she always seems to know where I've hidden my wallets. Have you found that? Well, you won't have found that, will you? I mean, I don't think my wife would go looking for your wallet, but she certainly seems to be able to find mine, eh? But with telepathy, I mean, I find that sometimes what happens is it just comes into my mind that, certain somebody is going to phone me up, and seconds later they've made that telephone call and it's ringing in the house. I pick it up and there they are. Have you had that?
That was one of my first experiences, knowing that someone was about to phone or show up, and especially close relatives. I think it often starts right in the family. And another thing that I've noticed lately is that many of the people that are coming to me for readings are, even without their own participation, seeming to develop more of their own powers. Have you noticed it?
Yeah, it may be society is developing, because for a long time we were in what might be termed like a scientific prison, in which it was considered to be nonsense to believe in the power of things like telepathy and communication with the spirit world. But more and more, as we're entering into the age of Aquarius, we are becoming more and more psychically aware. And I do know that a lot of my clients are coming to me and saying, how can they develop this gift? To a certain extent, it's best not to try. And I feel that the more I try to actually tune in, the more difficult it gets. So what I do is I just allow it to happen. And it's a perfectly natural thing for me. I just distract my mind very often by being amusing, being lighthearted, because I find that extrasensory perception, ESP, psychokinetic communications and so forth require me to let go of reality and allow it to spark. You found that, Countess?
Yes, exactly the way I see it, and I tell this to people frequently. The happier and more lighthearted and carefree you are, and of course, the more you're able to tune out of all these little distractions around you, the easier the whole process becomes. And it really is true. And there are a million old sayings about it. Oh, the little fairies won't come around if they see you crying. So
they do like to see you happy, yeah? But when we're talking about people actually applying their mind to accessing extrasensory perception or telepathic communication, there was a series of tests done by a scientist called Rhine, R-H-I-N-E, in the 1930s, when he tested people who believed that they could predict cards, Zener cards, and if they found that at the first, when they were fresh and they were allowing their mind free access, they were extremely successful. But the more they went on and the more pressure there became to actually produce results, the less and less accurate this became. So, if you really want to access your psychic telepathic powers, the right way to do it is when you're fresh and just allow it to happen. Because I absolutely, for myself, I know that the more relaxed I am, the easier it becomes.
Yeah.
You found that as well, haven't you, Countess?
Yes, no question. That's why no matter what's going on with all of us, and we are under a great deal of pressure in the 21st century, we must find some time to just relax and be quiet with self and allow that joyous flowing energy of the universe to come and help us.
It will come and help you, but you help a lot of people as well, don't you, Countess, through your amazing Orenum chat room. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Orenum's chat room is a new experience for me, and the whole thing is absolutely marvelous. It is a new world, and I had no idea how much energy could drift through a computer. You are so able to tune into the people that come to you because their text is like a love letter. They often ask me, how do you know what I feel? I said, you're writing to me just as though it was a beautiful love letter, and a huge part of their essence comes right through the screen, and they say it as well. They can feel the loving, healing, guiding energy coming to them.
That is coming from you. That's your power. And the more that you allow yourself to tune in, I mean, people do say to me on Orenum, and you can get Countess Starella, ladies and gentlemen, on Orenum.com. She's got a brilliant chat room there. It's got a webcam. You can see the lady playing guitar, feathers in her hair, hula hula skirt, dancing around the studio. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. and it's lighthearted to start with. But it's lighthearted for a reason, because communication works far better and your powers are enhanced when you're not particularly concentrating and it just comes naturally. People say to me on Orenum, how can you possibly tune in? All you're getting is a written message. That's not all I'm getting at all. I can see far beyond that, and I know that you can too. So it is a form of telepathy. But it's a communication between this world and the next world, and also our higher self, because our higher self can see what is now, what has been, and what will be. And it's learning how to actually tune into that higher self and hear the silent voice and see the invisible visions, because I do actually see as well as hear. You do as well, Countess, I know. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to sample the amazing Countess Starella in action, in full living technicolor, then you can see this brilliant lady on Orenum.com. We're going to have a poem now that I wrote. It's called Flowers, and it tells the story of a couple who live together through life and tell their story through the power of flowers.
Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above, flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. I was a child, just about three, out in the garden by the old oak tree. Picked some daisies, dandelions too. Gave them to my mom and said, I love you. Flowers show us the power of love. I was 17, so was she, the loveliest girl I ever did see. She held my hand, my heart beat fast. I found the one for me at last. Lonely times were in my past. That Valentine's Day the roses were red. I gave them to her with love, the card said. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above, flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. On our wedding day, the bride wore white, a love like a flower that blooms so bright. With love strong then, as it is today, flowering forever in our bouquet. The light of love that lit our way. Anniversaries came, silver and gold. Time passed, but dreams don't grow old. Our children grown sent us flowers to say to mom and dad on your special day. But time is a thief, and to all it will come. The final journey for us had begun. Now we lie side by side, our spirits are free. Forever he and she. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above, flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Strella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Strella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Strella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Strella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Strella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Welcome back, Countess.
At your service, darling. Having a wonderful night. The orange blossoms are wafting through the windows.
Do you have a facility to contact him, Shirley?
We did contact each other via email twice. That's about it. But he never contacts.
No. As I say, it's you that's going to have to build this bridge. Yeah? You're going to have to build a bridge between yourself and him and allow him that chance to cross over, because he will do that. It's just a matter of time. I feel that by the time we get into what do they call it in America? The fall, that's September, October time, then he will have taken that chance and come back to you. But it's as if the emotional pressure is too much for him to bear. Just have a quick word with Countess Starella, please.
Yes, Shirley, you're being required to give a huge kind of patient, unconditional love. And you know on the inside that the pure souls are connected through time and space. Even when there isn't much communication, there's something very lovely and beautiful there. But he seems as though he's struggling with letting go of something that happened even before you. Do you have enough patience to wait for him, Shirley?
Yes.
All right, that's the primary ingredient. A true deep love that allows him to find himself until he can get centered to find his way back to you. He's got a good heart, and he seems to feel sad that and lonely that you two are not together. So I would just give him the space that he needs and be gently optimistic about it. John?
Absolutely be optimistic about it. But as I say, Shirley, to a certain extent, you are going to be the one that has to be proactive, that there is an emotional block on this man, and he needs to be able to see the clear pathway back to you. Once you can establish that over the next period of 4 to 6 weeks, let's say by the time we get to the middle of August, then you're going to be able to communicate better. And it's taken a little bit of time. This, it will take some time, but the emotional blockade between you and this man can be broken down. Do it gradually, and he will return, Shirley. And have faith, believe in this. And you have been praying, haven't you, Shirley?
Yes, I pray every day.
Well, your prayers are being heard, yeah? And I sense that whilst you've been praying, did you feel a presence beside you?
Presence of?
A presence of an angelic being, because I believe that your guardian angel is standing by your side saying, do not cry. Surely do
yes,
not cry,
I
because
have.
They're
actually,
there to protect you. They're hearing your
I
prayers.
I've seen angels in my dreams.
Yeah. You're seeing angels. The angels are there, as I say, when you say your prayers. It's not easy to see them when you're awake often. I mean, I do see angelic beings at times. But you will see them in your dreams. You know that when you're saying your prayers, the angels are standing by your side. Your wishes and your prayers eventually will be granted. You have got to allow time to pass and give this man a bridge to cross. And surely I know that he will. By the time we get to the middle, end of October, August, you are communicating again. September, October, he's back as your boyfriend and your lover again. Thank you very much for calling in, Shirley. Have faith, say your prayers. You are being heard, and you sense the angels. You see them more in your dreams now that you've recognized this. Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Countess.
Thank you very much. So, another very nice contact there, Countess. We've got another caller on the line, Countess. Would you like to take the call?
All right, let's see. Who's with us? Is that Star?
I think we've got Star, yeah.
Hello.
Hi, John. Hi, Countess.
Hi, is that you, Star?
It's me.
How are you, sweetheart? How can we help you? What's going on?
I'm good. I actually tried to call y'all last week, but didn't get in time.
Oh.
I guess
things
that happens sometimes.
Going okay in your world?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I'm very confused about a lot of things. So,
To get to the space of clarity, one has to realize that confusion is kind of a normal part of life, especially the times we're living in. Tell yourself, okay, let me break these things down into little priorities. Let me first love and appreciate myself, top of the list. I'm going to go forward with a real appreciation of who I am and of my ability to make positive changes. Often confusion can be controlled by observation, looking at what's going on, deciding what's really, really important to you so that you don't put too much focus on things that don't matter. When you are able to zero in on what's really, really important and what makes you the happiest, you're on your path to clarity. And you want to say it to yourself, oh my goodness, when I wake up tomorrow, I suddenly have a feeling of control and clarity and purpose. I have a new way of dealing with what's going on around me. These words that you say to yourself are so valuable because they're your very own little magic wand. You can start to create your own lovely prophecy of understanding, acceptance, and ability to cope with and rise above whatever is around. And you want to ask, what am I doing now that is not bringing me joy, satisfaction, meaning, purpose? Let me get some of the things out of my life that are not serving me. John, would you like to add something?
I certainly would, yeah. There's love relationships that are causing you concern, are there not? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you are going to get closer to this very special one, because you're staying at night dreaming about this, almost daydreaming at night when you should be resting and sleeping. Is that correct, Star?
It is true.
Yeah, it is true. But you are going to make this breakthrough with this certain man, yeah? And there is going to be a moment when you realize that it's all been worthwhile. Star, we've just got to take a break. Will you please stay on the line for us?
Sure.
Will you stay on the line? And we'll speak to you as soon as we come back from this very short break. Thank you, Star.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Torella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Torella direct. Born in New Orleans, Torella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Torella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Torella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Torella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Torella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Torella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Welcome back to Psychic World with John G. Sutton and his cohort and protege, How is everyone?
Well, I'm here, that's for sure, Countess. And we've got Star still on the line. Star, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, great. You're sounding a little bit more energetic now.
You've got me all excited.
All right.
full of good vibrations, as the Beach Boys used
good,
to say.
Good vibrations.
Yeah, I don't know where, who was their lyric writer. Round, round, get around. Get some new words, boys, yeah? You've sung those twice, the Beach Boys, yeah? Where are they now? Star, let's get back to you. We're talking about love, we're talking about life, we're talking about success, we're talking about changes that are coming your way. You're ready for this, Star, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, you've been waiting for this to happen, and it is going to happen. I can see something to do with art, yeah? Something to do with creative drawing, somebody doing... Have you had somebody doing, like, a doodle of you, or a painting, or a drawing?
No.
Somebody's going to do, like, it looks like a pencil sketch, yeah? Of you. You're a very pretty lady, aren't you, Star? Tell me, Amy, don't be modest about this, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because this person is a man, and I believe he has a talent for, like, doodling images. It's going to be a very pretty picture of you that he paints. He's going to give this to you, yeah? And that is the first step forward onto a connection that's going to take you a long way. And also I can see some trip to a place called Los Angeles. Do you go to Los Angeles, Star?
I've never been out there, no.
Right, well, you're going to visit Los Angeles, because I can see Los Angeles, the massive city, but also I see a place called Hollywood Boulevard. You know where they've got all the stars on the pavements, yeah? You're mm-hmm. going to see that, yeah? But you're not on your own. It's as if you go on a sightseeing trip, yeah? To have a look at Hollywood and have a look at Los Angeles, and this is happening later this year. So I know that you're not going on your own. And I do feel it's this gentleman that does the drawings, yeah? And also I feel he's got a rather nice car, yeah? You like nice cars, Star, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, this man has got a really nice car. I don't know if you know. Are you aware of the make of car called Audis? I mean, I'm not promoting Audis, but this is a really nice car, yeah? It looks like an Audi to me, a big Audi. So you're in for a treat there, Star, believe me. And also concerning work. Yeah, you do work, don't you, Star?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you might not think that they appreciate you, but they do appreciate you, yeah? And you are going to be pushed forward. But I feel that in the fullness of time, there will be work that you want to do for yourself. I also know that you are very sensitive, although you haven't really been tuning in properly yet. Have you been trying to meditate, Star?
I'm trying to work on that, yes.
Uh-huh. That's what I feel. But you will get there with the meditation, believe me. Just the knack is breathing, and what you're doing, let me tell you this, you're distracting your mind. That's what you're doing with meditation, and you're allowing the essence of the true you, the psychic essence, to open and to become a free channel. So if you do that through meditation, Star, you are going to get there. Star, I know that you've got lots of questions, but it's a busy show this week and we've got to move on. But thank you very much for calling in. You will see us again soon, Star. I know you will, yes?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank Good you. Now enjoy it. Yeah? Countess, we've come John. To that point. We've come to that point in the show when I feel I've just got to serenade you, dear.
Lucky me.
Well, I'm not too sure you'll be lucky this week, but... Here we go.
Lucky.
You're always lucky. Yeah, well, that's because you're the Countess, you see. Are you ready? Yeah? Brace yourself, Countess Starella. Here we go. It's 4 a.m, the end of December. I'm riding you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening.
I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go playing. Did you ever go clear?
Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was tall at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. You came home alone without Lily Marlene.
And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see chains awake. She sends her regards.
And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way.
If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, and your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free, thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. But Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear.
Did you ever go clear?
Countess, you were brilliant again.
Very good, John. Very good. Yeah. You're Leonard Cohen is made for you.
Well, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. The poet of paranoia. Leonard Cohen. Yeah. Leonard Cohen. Brilliant. Wonderful guy. Yeah. He's still going strong, you know.
Amazing.
He's an amazing guy. He started out as a poet, you know. And people said, well, it sounds better when you sing it. Oh. And I'm sure that when Leonard Cohen sings it, it does sound better. We've got lots of callers on the line tonight, yeah? We're going to take another caller. Is it possible to speak to Dawn? Is there anybody there? We don't seem to have anybody there, Countess.
Hello? Hello?
It's Earthly I'm callers. Here.
There we go. Who we got?
Hello.
It's Ace. Is it
hello.
You, Ace?
Hello.
It's Ace.
Ace.
Hello.
Wonderful Ace. Yeah.
Yes.
Ace. Wonderful. How are you
it's
doing?
Ace.
You sound really good. Yeah.
Ace in waiting.
Well, yeah. Just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess.
Ace, you've been waiting
hello,
a long
Countess.
Time for a dream to be fulfilled, a dream connected to love. The dream is in the materialization state right now, but the other person is still a bit vague, correct?
I don't know much about the other person. I just have no contact for a while. And the doubts and fears and all of that are on his end, not mine.
As long as you can stay in standing in your own power and recognize your ability to influence him from a distance, he will get also more in a space of peace. But it is a journey for him. And no one can say exactly how long this journey will take. And that's where your ability to care for him is so important. You have felt a strong bond between the two of you for quite some time, right?
She has indeed, Countess. Ace, will you stay on the line, please?
Yes.
Ace, stay on the line. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. We've been hearing quite a bit about Countess Starella on the advertisements this evening, haven't we, Countess?
This is lovely. I'm so flattered.
Yeah, everybody knows that you're the mystical lady. Ace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Ace, we were talking a little bit about a gentleman. You said you're not too sure about the communications there. But this gentleman, he's a man of achievement, isn't he?
Correct.
This man has achieved many things in his life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he also a man of means, this man?
Yes.
because I believe that...
And that might, right there, may be the problem where the doubts come in, because we didn't know each other for that long. We only met last year in October, but it was a strong connection and something that I had been waiting for, and he told me that he also felt that way. And then...
But there was a physical interaction between you, wasn't there?
Yes. Physical, spiritual. I mean, the journey, the path seemed to be the same. We had a lot of things in common. We even ate the same kind of food. It was just very surprising to me. I was not looking, but it just happened. And I thought this was it, because it was a long time coming for me. And I had gone through a very bad period prior to that. So it kind of...
Yes, but Ace, let me tell you this, about the bad period. I know that I've spoken before. You've been given certain signs by the universe. Good luck's coming your way. Opportunities are coming. You've got a kind of business going, haven't you?
I do.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Yeah. Because there's new opportunities there. You recently had some brand new opportunities come your way.
Yes, they're all in the pipeline in consideration, so we should get a decision soon.
You're getting the decision.
That would be very good in the business.
Very good for business, yeah. It's very, very positive. You are going to succeed with this, Ace. And with this gentleman, I feel that there is a little bit of time passed between you actually connected, but I know that it is very much on his mind, yeah? He's a man who's travelled the world. Do you know that? Did he mention about he's travelled the world?
Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm. Because I can see a number of different countries, and I know that he wants to go again. I feel he's slightly older than you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But the actual age difference doesn't make any difference here, because there is a meeting on a higher level, and that's like a spiritual meeting, because he is very much on your wavelength. So, Ace, what I feel is happening here is that there's just a matter of time before he will connect again. There's certain success is going to take place with you. I know that the universe is sending you symbols and signs, so watch out for them. Yeah, one of them is going to be this large bird that I know that you will see, a large black bird, and that black bird is going to be around as if it lifts all your happiness and takes it right up to the skies, because it is going to happen, that Ace. And thank you very much for calling in this evening. Does all that make sense to you?
Thank you. Yes, we've talked about that. All of that makes sense, and I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the signs. But with all the business success and everything, which is very good and it's going to change my material life, but I really feel that this man was the one for me, and I hope I'll get some reconnection, some sign soon from him. Because it's very difficult. I mean, I do all the dreams and everything, but not to get any physical sign sometimes makes me wonder how long will I be just doing that.
Well, you're not wasting your time. Just hang on in there, and it is going to happen. Ace, thank you very much for calling in this evening. Thank you very much. We'll no doubt speak again in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, you can contact
thank
me.
You.
My name is John G. Sutton. You can get me through my website, which is psychicworld.net, or it's possible to catch me on oranum.com, where I have a chat room, as does the amazing Countess Starella. But I haven't got any feathers in my hair, and I don't wear a hula dress. But Countess, you do, don't you?
Let me tell you. Let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. If you want to have fun and get profound messages wrapped up in mirth, you simply must come and see the inimitable, the one, the only, Countess Starella.
Is that you by any chance?
Yes, who else?
So you don't suffer from false modesty?
No, humble too. Humble, that's what my fans say, humble too.
Very modest there, folks. The world's greatest psychic on a Rainham, yeah? Absolutely. Countess Starella, don't forget to go and see her. And you can see John G. Sutton on psychicworld.net. Or listen, if you'd like to listen to the past recordings of this show, they're available on YouTube. The channel on YouTube is called Psychic World, and on there, all the past recordings of all the shows, you can click on there, just type into YouTube, Psychic World, John G. Sutton, and you will come up with the channel. It's got all the shows there. You can listen in to myself and the amazing Countess Starella, or better still, you can call in next week and speak direct to me, when we will have a wonderful special guest, the astrologer Ray Sett is going to be with us next week. So ring in with your astrological questions. Countess, do say goodnight to our wonderful listeners.
Thank you, dear friends. Have a lovely day or evening, as the case may be, and we will see you next week. Many thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on oranum.com. That's oranum.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of oranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on oranum.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.